Blog Talk Radio.
Just maybe we could use a Beatles song for a change. We haven't had it for quite a while. We've got I just brushed my teeth. Can't do a thing with my tongue. We just had a lot of stuff that I put in one song about 5 minutes ago that just popped into my brain, and I said, we need to hear that. We need to hear that. So, you know what? I might do that right now, just because we haven't heard it in so long, and it's kind of like we don't forget, but maybe others do, you know? So, let's see, it's down here. I'm getting there, kids. I wasn't planning on this yet, so that's why it's taking me a while, but I decided we need to hear this right now instead of later, because I don't want to forget to do it. This is something it just popped into my brain. And when stuff like that happens, I have learned that to pay attention. You just pay attention. So I did. And it's not coming up for me anyway. Okay, well, that's all right. I'm going to find it. I know where it is, kind of. Okay, I'm going to start another song, and then we will come back to this one. Oh, yeah, we've got so many good ones. Come on. My computer's deciding it doesn't like me right now. What's going on? My cursor's not Hello. Hey, guys, guess what? Blog Talk strikes again. Golly Moses. It's just all of a sudden, well, my internet hasn't been working real good, so we are going to cross our fingers for today, okay? Let's cross our fingers. All right, this is the one that just come into my head, and I say, we need to hear this. The spelling on the stone.
People wonder, people ask, am I present, am I past? I never left, I haven't gone. Check the spelling on the stone. Was my leaving you a sin? Did my faith somehow grow thin? My secret's out, so many know. Check the spelling on the stone. Had I never come to fame, so the truth may now be known. Check the spelling on the stone.
Yeah, that just popped in my head. I think we needed to hear that. We haven't heard it in a long, long time. And it's something to remember. It's something to remember. Because a lot of people out there don't know about it. And a lot of people that do know about it that aren't involved with it all the time might not remember. So there you go. There's your reminder. And I love that song anyway. I mean, you know, it's good. All right, I'm going to play another Elvis song right now. It's called A Fool Such As I, and this features Hank Garland on guitar. And he was in Blue Hawaii, too. And if you remember, there was a song, Ku'ui Po, that Elvis played the ukulele with. And he gave that ukulele to Hank. So this is a song that, you know, in the early hits, Hank played guitar sometimes. So here it is. This is A Fool Such As I with Hank Garland on guitar.
We'll be right back.
Live songs. That's cool. And, of course, he needs to change lyrics now and again just to keep it interesting. Even back then. And that's part of the sense of humor. I mean, you know, if you don't have a sense of humor, you don't change lyrics. You just stick to the guns right down the line. But he has a sense of humor, so he kind of slides those funny lyrics in there every now and again. It's great. It's great. I'm playing all the songs that E sent me first this morning, and this is going to be a short show today, so enjoy it if you want, but realize that Shauna is having her birthday bash tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, so, you know, if you need to pick and choose, pick and choose. If you want to hang around for mine, I'm here. So here we go. Here's a Billy Joe Spears. Sing me an old-fashioned love song.
Sing me an old-fashioned song. Bring me back in my mind to a time where my memories all come from. A good time and song, the kind that makes you want to sing along. A good old fashioned hand clapping, knee slapping, foot tapping song.
Shoot fly, don't bother me. Shoot fly, don't bother me. Shoot fly.
Sing me. I used to wait upon my master and bring his plate and pack the bottle when it was dry and wash away the blue tail fly.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. The master's gone away.
Sing me.
Sing me.
Sing me an old-fashioned song.
Sing me an old-fashioned song.
Bring me.
Bring me.
Back in my mind to a time where my memories all come from.
A good time and song.
The kind of that you want to sing along. A good old-fashioned hand clapping, knee slapping, foot tapping song.
I really liked that. That was something that you don't hear very often. And it's an old type country song. And it's by a person that, who knows Billy Joe Spears? I've heard the name before, but it's not real familiar. But I like that song. That's, yeah. Sing me an old-fashioned song. That's fantastic. I like it. You know what? We have something a little different now again. Thanks to E. It's by Lieutenant Pigeon. I don't know if that's his real name or if he just kind of pulled that out of the hat or if he got pooped on. I don't have any idea. But here's Moldy Old Dough. And it is an instrumental. But it, I like it. I like it. Now, didn't you like that? I thought that was pretty fun. You can march around and over the overdose. You know, that's something kids could enjoy. I think that's fantastic. I like that. All right, now we have Mac Davis. And there are so many choices when it comes to Mac Davis. What song shall we play? But, you know, I think E chose very, very well. This song makes me laugh, and that's always a good thing. This is Oh Lord, It's Hard to Be Humble.
Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. I used to have a girlfriend, but I guess she just couldn't compete with all of these love-starved women who keep clamoring at my feet. Well, I'll probably could find me another, but I guess they're all in awe of me. Who cares? I never get lonesome, 'cause I treasure my own company. Hard to be humble. You're perfect in every way. Can't wait to look in the mirror. Can't wait to look in the mirror.
Help me out now, come on.
I get better looking each day. To know me is the one. To know me is to love me.
Must be a hell of a man.
I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard. Lord, it's hard to be humble.
When you're doing what?
We're doing the best that we can. I guess you could say I'm a loner, a cowboy outlaw, tough and proud. Well, I could have lots of friends if I wanted, but then I wouldn't stand out from the crowd. Some folks say that I'm egotistical. Hell, I don't even know what that means. I guess it has something to do with the way that I fill out my skin-tight blue jeans. Come on, where's all the kickers in here? Hard to be humble
when you're perfect in every way.
You're perfect in every way.
Can't wait to look in the mirror.
I can't wait to look in the mirror,
'cause I get better looking.
I get better looking each day.
To know me is to what?
To know me is to love me.
Must be a hell of a man.
Must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard. Lord, it's hard to be humble.
What are we doing?
We're doing the best that we can.
One more time. What are we doing?
We're doing the best that we can.
Give yourself a hand.
Now that song just makes you smile, doesn't it? Because you can just see him standing, preening like a peacock in front of that mirror. That's kind of cute. All right, I've got an Elvis song now that he sent me, and I've got two versions of it, okay? I'm going to play the first one that he sent me first, and it's What Now, My Love? It's a rare home recording.
My love, now that it's over, my dreams turn into ashes and all my hopes into bits of clay. Once I could see,
that's my favorite ending of all of them. That is really cool. That's really cool. All right, I'm going to go ahead and play another version of that song, and that's what he said when he sent it to me. He says, another version. And this is a live performance, and it's where he speaks much of the song, and it really can tear your heart out if you really listen to it. So here's the speaking version live of What Now, My Love.
Now that you left me, how can I live through another day, watching my dreams to ashes and my hopes into bits of clay. What now, my love? Now that you go, I'd be a fool to go on. No one would care. No one would cry if I should live or die. But now my love, now I am dying for them.
Doesn't that just get to you? Just You know, we all feel like that sometimes. So who would care if I lived or died? Who would care if I mowed the lawn or not? You know, we all feel like that sometimes. And it's not a good feeling, really, is it? And then when somebody you love just, I'm done, it's over, then you feel like that song. And you think what that song says. And it's, the ending of love is not a good thing. You want to try and hang on to your love, not let it fizzle. You know, stuff happens, but you got to try and keep it. You got to try. I've got now Rod McEwen. Now, I love Rod McEwen because he has the talent to put his poetry to music. And sometimes his poetry is a little strange, I guess is a good word. Different, that's better. Different. Different is better. But if you listen to it, it's really awesome. And then he actually has the talent to put it to music. I'm going to say hi to Susan, or to Sue here. Susan's not on here. How are you doing, Sue, my lady?
Well, I'm okay. I was running behind schedule, forgot the time, and I knew the show was coming on. I thought, well, I have a little more time, and I kept fiddling, and I looked down, and I thought, oh, my gosh, it's almost 4 o'clock, so I'm 30 minutes late. So,
well, honey, anyway. You know what? You should never piddle. Just flat out, just flat out, go for it. Hit the whole stream if you're going to do it. Never piddle.
Okay, good idea.
There you go. Well, how do you feel about Rod McEwen? Do you like him?
Oh, you know that I love him. You know, I always have for years.
Yeah.
I used to listen to him.
Go ahead, honey. Used to.
No, I used to listen to him all the time, and I put all this music away, and then didn't listen to it for years. And one day I ran across it, and I thought, wow, this is going to be fun to listen to.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, I could just sit and listen to him play song after song after song for hours. It's just so touching. It just hits those chords.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yes,
he knows how to,
very much so.
Yeah, he knows how to hit those chords. Well, here's one that can almost have you crying. And you better get your Kleenexes out if you're still listening. It's called Doesn't Anybody Know My Name?
I've been away so long, fought a war that's come and gone. Doesn't anybody know my name? My sister's up and away, my mama's took to bed. Now my old dog Red's gone lame. Please tell me if you can, trains roll in, 2:10, 6:18, 10:24. The hedges turning brown, the house is falling down. Doesn't anybody know my name? The girl I left behind, she's run off to Caroline. I don't have to read a sign to know that things ain't the same. Please tell me if you can, what time do the trains run? Thank you. the soldiers pay. Doesn't anybody know my name? Used to be when I could see, everybody wanted me. Now nobody comes to see the blind man catch the train.
Yes, I do like Rod McEwen. And that one just kind of makes you think, you know, the old home house is just crumbling and falling into ruin, and the dog's gone lame, and don't know what mom's doing. You know, it just, I don't know, it just kind of struck me as sad, you know?
Yeah, in a way it does, yeah.
It does. It's like the song about his cat. I can hardly listen to that. I can't listen to it without crying. You know, what in the world was he thinking being gone that long? How did the cat get out? And if it was out when he left, why? You know, it's kind of like, if she never got out before, how did she get out that time? You know, that, I couldn't stand that. That would just, I would have to look until I found that cat. I couldn't stop. That's just too much for me. I cry every time I listen to that. Of course, it's not too hard to get me to cry sometimes. So, all right. Here you go about, remember I was telling you about letting go of love and you don't want to do that? What now, my love, the speaking part was so freaking sad it could just squash your heart. Well, here's the way I prefer it, okay? This is David Alexander. And, hey, you know, love is the answer. You got problems, you got this and that and the other thing. Love is the answer, because if you are in love with someone, you can talk to them about what's happening to you, and they'll help you through it. And that's kind of part of what love is, you know, really. So here is David Alexander singing The Answer. sing or could sing. He's gone now. It seems like there's an awful lot of really good singers that are gone now, but they're not contemporary singers. They were from the 70s, the 60s, the 50s, the 40s, you know, and as with everything in this world, they age and went home. So I'm very, very thankful that even though they're gone from this earth, they left us their music. We still have that treasure to hang on to and to listen to and to uplift us or help us cry if we need to or whatever. Music can do it all. It really can. Music can do it all. If you're depressed and you just feel like falling, you're going to find some music to help you out with that. And once you cleanse that, you can find some music to help lift you back up. You know, just know about that, because every kind of music is out there and it can do anything. All right. I have another Elvis song right now. And this is cool. 1957, the alternative version of Party, and this version was not released, but it is 1957.
I feel it in my leg, I feel it in my shoe, tell me pretty baby if you think you feel it through the time of party, through the time of party.
Pretty good ending too. I can deal with that. I can deal with that one. So it is a definite ending. You don't have to wonder about it, you know. So that's good. Oh no, don't do this to me. Thank you. All right, you get one. Hey, you know, you get one letter wrong if you type in living and you actually entered it in the studio as living, it won't find it. It tells you it ain't there. It's kind of frustrating because I can never remember how I enter things, and so imagine how frustrating that is. I'm learning though. I'm getting there. You know, right now I'm gonna play Bon Jovi. This is not one E sent me. I've got two songs left that E sent me, and I'm saving one for Thursday. And there's a reason for that, but we don't need to go in that. But right now, I'm going to play one I want to play. This is Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bon Jovi's good. Most of the time. Sometimes he goes a little over the top and I can't handle it. But most of his stuff is fantastic. You know, and he is actually a phenomenal person. The interviews I've heard, he's always polite. He's funny. And he has been married to the same, well, he married his high school sweetheart, and they've stayed married all these years. They have children. It, you know, he's got a regular life away from music, and that is not easy to do. That is not easy to do, but he found a way. The guy's got points in my book. You know, he accomplished the most difficult thing there is to be in show business and have a stable family life. And, hey, you know, kudos to his wife. He's probably lucky she hasn't killed him yet. Oh, yeah. Okay, I've got Sue's request. She sent, I've never heard this one before, you know, but when I first heard it, I fell in love with it. I love this song. So thank you, Sue. That kind of added to my music circle, stash, treasure chest, whatever you want to call it, because it's among my favorites right away. Here is Barbra Streisand. I finally found someone. Oh, yeah. Have you ever felt that way? You finally found someone that you could just be with every day. Sweet stuff. Sweet stuff. Hey, you know what? I've got a really good one that Victoria sent last week. She wanted it to be on last Saturday, but they're just, you know, the show is already done, set. I already had more music than I needed. So I asked her if she could wait, and she said it would be no problem. So here we are, okay? And I can play it, and this is worth waiting for, okay? It's Chaka Khan. Now, don't cringe and run away, because she's actually pretty decent. She actually, and this song is great. It's called Hey, Big Spender.
In the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, real deep pockets, good looking and so fine. Wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I'll pop my coat for every guy I see. About a few laughs, laughs, laughs. I can show you a good time. I can show you a good time. The minute you walked in this joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, real deep pockets. Court for every guy I see. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender. Spend a little time with me.
I got no gravel in my voice, but hey, that doesn't keep me from trying, right?
What?
Okay, here is one of those two songs I told you that E had sent me, and this one was billed as the greatest version of Hurt. See if you agree.
Uh-huh.
that you lie to me. I'm hurt way down deep inside of me. You said our love was true and we'd never, never part. Now you want someone new and it breaks my heart. Hurt
much more than you'll ever know. Yes, darling, I'm so hurt because I still love you so. But you know,
even though you hurt me like nobody else could ever do, I would never get hurt.
Anyway, I love that version of it.
Oh, it's beautiful. But you know, the last one he did on the last concert is the one that just really tears me up. Awesome song. Awesome.
I'll have to see if I can find that. I know
his
I've seen it.
So strong that night for him to feel so bad. And it was priceless.
Well,
just priceless.
If that was his actual last concert and not just the last tour, he knew it was the last one. He could put out everything he possibly had and halfway kill himself if he needed to make it the best, because it was the last.
Yeah. And Unchained Melody was another one that night that was just awesome.
It was very awesome, but in my opinion, not the absolute best he's ever done it. You know,
so much into it, sitting at the piano. I mean, he put his whole heart into that song.
He did. That is what made it so good, is how much he was putting into it. And you could tell how much he was putting into it. And that's what made it better than any other version. But if you listen to the song and the semantics of the song, it wasn't the best he's ever sung it. Okay? But that being said, because of everything he put into it, he had almost nothing left when he was done. That made it so much better. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it wasn't what he just said. He put everything into it that he had, and you could tell he was doing that, and that is what made it so special. That is what made it so special. And I think it's great that it was recorded and we have it, you know, because he'll never sing another song like that again, because he's never going to be in that situation again. You know what I mean? So that's okay. That's okay. It's great. All right. Let's see. Hello. Hello. What did you do? Okay. Here we go. When E sent this to me yesterday, he said, and I know he was kind of pulling my legs, but He changed the lyrics in this song. Okay? So he can say this if he wanted to. When he sent this to me, he said, one of the few songs I wrote. Okay? And I looked at that and I went, what? Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. But then I listened to it and I thought, oh, okay, I get you, dude. I get you. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can have that one. That's cool. So here is Elvis' version. On September 3rd of 1973, live, Fever.
Myrna Smith and J.D. Summer had a very mad affair. When their wives and husbands caught them, you saw nothing but teeth and hair. Fever when your woman died. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights the cooler chalice tonight. I light up when you call my name. Hell, I know you're that one. You need me right. You give me fever.
Oh.
Fever when you hold me tight. Damn belt.
Fever
in the morning. A fever all through the night. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, he said, daddy, oh, don't you dare. She had a deep voice. When she kissed him, she said, J.D. He said, yeah, baby. Fever all the night. Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Nothing. Cats were born to give you fever. I'm allergic to cats. Fahrenheit or Siamese, they give you fever. Now listen. Let me kiss you. Oh, cool it. Cool it. You fools. You know, cool it. Really, just behave. I said, cool it. Fever to you silly sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. Chuck, 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 chuck.
Laugh at, oh gosh, hearing everybody laugh at the end, you just can't hold it back. It's just contagious. I love that version though. I love that version. Where he puts his words in there and it's great. I love that because that is a product of his sense of humor and it's beautiful. It's absolutely priceless. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to that and I said, yep. You wrote that. That is for sure, because I do not think the person that originally wrote that had that in mind. And that's just fine. There's nothing wrong with that at all. That was perfect. So it's out. Ah. Dang. I leaned on my wrist. Anyway, I've had such a tough time with that today, I tell you. Anyhow, okay, guys, guess what? I am going to have to say goodbye because this is a short show, and I'm about at the end of it. And I know y'all won't forget, but Shauna's farewell blog talk and her birthday celebration show is tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. And the links will be around in the groups and stuff, and that's where you can find them. It won't be on my network. It's still on her network, the TCB network. So it's not going to be hard to find. You've been finding it all this time. You can find it again. It's okay. And, hey, give her some support. Sure, we'll miss her here on Blog Talk, but she's going to YouTube, so support her there, too. All right? And it's going to be good. It's going to be good because it's still going to be Elvis, okay? And that's the point. That's the whole point. And I'll still be here doing these shows. I'll be doing Elvis music. I'll be doing other rock and roll, maybe more Elvis, maybe, you know, extra stuff. We don't know. We don't know for sure, but it's going to be at least the same as it is, and we could just change it up just a little bit. So you're going to want to come and see. You're going to want to come see what happens. I am going to be adding in production and recording information on the Elvis songs I sing. So at least that's going to be kind of cool. I just didn't take the time today. I still have that information, but you're going to want to have that. That's interesting. That is really interesting. So come see Shauna tonight. It's going to be great. And I'm going to close it out with the Turtles doing Happy Together.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you'd say you belong to me. Leave my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be, the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. To be the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy.